The WILAG 2nd Annual Fall Farm Assets Conference will be held in Normal, Illinois on Tuesday, November 24th. Tickets are $30 per person and include lunch and parking. Thanks to these businesses for their support. Farm Credit Illinois, AgriGold, and ADM. Tickets and details are at willag.org.
It's 8:55, time to check in on the commodity markets on this Friday morning as we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill. What are we seeing out there this morning?
Good morning, Brian. Well, we're lower here pretty much on everything, although we're seeing the corn and beans trying to rally back here a little bit. Let's just kind of look at things first off here. We got corn right now at 364 and a quarter on the December. That's unchanged. The January beans are 855 and a quarter. That's down 4.5. And December wheat is down 2.5 at 488 and a quarter. For the week on the corn, soybeans, and wheat, on corn we're up about 6 cents for the week. Soybeans were down 4 and wheat were down 5. So you can see we just really haven't done much at all here for the week on any of the commodities. There's just an overall general kind of negative tone to commodities here this week, though. On the livestock side, we're up 40 on the live cattle, 130.30. We've got January feeder cattle up 152 at 163.97, and the hogs are 56.65. That's up 125. When we look at the outside markets, we see that the dollar is higher again today, but it's backed off of its highs by a couple hundred points. It's 99.33. That's up about 27 right now. Crude oil is struggling to stay above 40. It's down just a hair, though, today right now. So that's kind of where we're at on things. A few things that the market's looking at, the traders are looking at here today, I think. One of the big things is we have the Argentina presidential election coming up on Sunday, and that's going to be important if the candidate that gets in, as expected, gets in there. They're looking for a change in the currency policy and a reduction on export taxes, and they think that we'll see the Argentina farmers start getting a lot more active on selling if some of those policies take place in the near future here. Today is the last day for December options. I don't know that that's going to bring a lot of activity, but we do see the December options go off today. Funds are pretty short. If you look at the ag commodities in general, funds are actually about a record short when you consider everything. So that may be something, if you could see something to spark the market, that maybe could give us some fuel. We just need to get a spark to get the fire going here, though. Other than that, I guess that's pretty much everything, Brian. We do have the holiday, of course, next week, Thursday.
All right, Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Bill, thanks for that report. Have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you, Brian. You too.
Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign with the commodity report here on this Friday morning. Taking a look at some of the other markets here, the Dow is up 147 points at this hour at 17,880. The S&P up 14 points at 2,095. The NASDAQ has gained 27 points. It's at 5,101. By the way, the Dow, as it stands right now, is back into positive territory for 2015. An interesting weather weekend around here. It shouldn't be too bad, but if you're headed north, and as Drew said, especially up northwest toward Iowa, you could run into some trouble here the next 24 hours. Mostly sunny skies until late this afternoon today, then turning mostly cloudy with a high of 49 degrees. Southwest winds up to 5 miles per hour, shifting to the southeast this afternoon. Cloudy tonight, a chance of rain this evening, then rain possibly mixed with snow after midnight. No accumulation overnight with a low of 35 degrees, east winds 5 to 15. Breezy and colder tomorrow with cloudy skies, some rain and snow in the morning, then turning to snow by the afternoon with accumulation up to 1 inch here in our area, high of 36 degrees. Winds will pick up, could be gusting up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow afternoon. Colder tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 17. We could see single-digit wind chills Sunday morning. Mostly sunny skies for Sunday with a high of 32 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Another hour of Morning Edition, including the latest on the hostage situation in Mali, coming up. It's 41 degrees at 9 o'clock.